B'shusha Mimari. Chazal Chabur on Kinas Kalim. As always, go through the Makaris of the Kitzer.
Chabur Amo.
Kitzer Chuvo. Kiregia Taz Shach. First, if. The Chabur here says 7 points. First, he says, both the points and the Makaris for each one. First, he says, you have to, when you clean a Kli, when you buy a Kli, the Makar for that thing more brings down. That Kamai Shahayu by Kli Midian, when we went to Melchama, they got the Kalim, and they were the Kinin over here. La Huke, a case of She'ela, or a Schiris, which we'll get to the Lachan Sivches. Second point, has to be a Kli Suda, as the Gemara points out, put down by the Taz. It says, Kalasha Yavi Ba'esh, and what's the doctor being things to Aish? Dak a case of Kli Suda. A third point, it says, Kli Mateches. Why Mateches? Because the Torah says, Azov, Ba'kesev, Unachoshes, Barzil, Dilay Feres. Dafka, these things, says the Taz, are the males that mention the Torah. A fourth thing he says, even Schuchas, I used to mention the Torah. The Gemara says, I brought down by the Taz, because it takes Schuchas when it breaks, you melt it down, and remake it to Kli, just like a case of Mateches. A fifth thing he says, Lav Dafka, if it's a nuclei, even the case of a nuclei, and the Makar for this is, because after you do Liban, is that it has a get of a nuclei, it also, even by case of a nuclei. A sixth point is, the halacha is you have to tefillah in the mikvah, and I'm welcome with that, because the pasuk gives an extra word for toher, an extra idea to be metaret. And the Gemara says also, a second pasuk, the idea that says, may nida, has to be even in the mikvah like a nida, which is memsah. That's the makar for tefillah in the mikvah. The Taz brings down the Beis Yosef from the Rishonim. The reason behind it is because it goes after the tumah of a guy to the Kedusha of Israel. A seventh point over here, is the idea of a kunyah, something that's coding. Now, what is that and the different halachas that apply it? So first, a simple understanding, the mechaber brings down, it's when it's coded with aver, with the case of, they call it aver, the case of lev, aver? Aver, or ferris. So, a case of lead over here. Kamal b'shach, and he's moist in the isra'etar, lav dakwa, aver, even a case of schuchas, even a case of glass. Now the Gemara brings down a machlokes to go bus with chilasa or seifoy. The Gemara paskin chilasa to go bus with seifoy. Therefore, what does that mean practically? So the Beis Yosef brings down the three different mahalchim among the Rishonim. He brings down Tosfos says dafkos matuba b'fnim. Then he brings down the Rav Yod says either b'fnim or b'machot. One of the others enough to mechavi and tefillah. The reason because loy chilkul chachamim. A third mahalach is brought down among the Rishonim the Yishumim for the Ran. The reason is it has to be dafka b'fnim and b'chutz. Because you only do b'fnim is nichel get of noi and not nichel get of kli sudo. Halacha ma'aseh really have to declare four cases. You have a case where it's b'tuk b'fnim u'b'chutz, only b'fnim or b'chutz or nothing. So it comes out, went b'fnim b'chutz, the kivei gemina p'chodesh, that's the gemara, a bade chayit filo with the bracha. That's poshut. Come over the machab and says, even if it's only a mitzvah only b'fnim, still in that case, in the case of tefillah, passing in the case of Tosfos. The more come along, it says even b'fnim, afilu b'fnim. The look is the minig is to the tefillah b'li bracha. They point out that he's arguing the mechaber, but he's arguing 2 points. Number one, what's halacha only b'chutz, and number two, what's halacha only b'fnim. Both of them, since he says the word afilu says b'li chodosh, he's arguing both points, and then both of them do tefillah b'li bracha. And then with the shapin is on halacha when it's only mitzvah b'chutz, the look is still doing a case. Case of tefillah, a case of tefillah b'li bracha. Now the shach adds in a klal in general that any time you do a tefillah b'li bracha, it's better to take an other kli and make a bracha on that and return with this kli with it. And the mekivegah is moisif that this idea of b'motzupah is the lafuke case of glizoit. That do a tefillah b'li bracha. Now they point out this practically. Negate the idea of taking china that's glazed or any mug that's glazed. Do you make a tefillah with a bracha? The Olam Sulli does not make a bracha. They're coming from three different avenues why to make all. One is the idea of being mitzip over here. The mechavas losha is with avar, with lead. The shach is moisif isvarat orach, even in the case of schuchis. But Yechodesh points out, it's really zigzer legzera. Schuchis threw up on them. And the idea of being mitzip is a sugya of also of maris ayin of drop on them. The other one is Bichodesh, not to a tefillah. So it's Bichodesh, it's Bichodesh, it's Aleph. Second, the Kivegah brings down the case of Glizzard. Now, what is a Glizzard? A shell among the swarm, exactly what it means. There are two options among the swarm. Either it means it's glass with other materials mixed inside, is a glaze. And maybe it's tough, it's not only glass.
Therefore, if in the case of Cheres, that's where not to make Yalei Tefillah. Or the way the Chachos Ben Yom wants to explain, it's very thin command the lesser. That's another reason why in our glaze we don't make a bracha. A third reason, there's a moshe that big down in all Yishuv, the kind is that their glaze had some thickness to it, had some moshe you could touch it. And all his mamash is bought the kli, held the kli, and there's no kiev tefillah at all. So all those who don't even do tefillah in our glaze, but the maisa, the whole pot has tefillah, believe bracha, for these three reasons. Now, come on, Kivega, and it brings down a case over here where there's big chavis that's mitzvah with havar. The question is, what to do with it that cannot be tevil inside the mikvah? So it brings down that the eitzah is to go give it to Goy and then bark the Goy and go use it. They point out that the Maramok we sang is from the Knesset Gdoilo, who is the organ that taz at the end of the simon. The Knesset Gdoilo quotes the taz and disagrees with them. Now, I mean, this idea to lend it to give to Goy and borrow the ilum is machlok is taz versus this kivay quoting the Knesset Gdoilo. Now, he does say, however, since this specific kint over here is made for storage, and also it's only mitzvah b'fnim, which is machlokes, therefore the yeshim and lispech lahakal, storage together ideas only mitzvah b'fnim. But this also they point out, the idea that storage not nechle get a kli suto. And therefore, numis from a chesh for this concept, and do a case of tefillah b'li bracha. The Pesach Tshuva comes along and speaks out, that this idea, chaf b'sadim, again, a very important aside, is even when it's kivua and stuck in this kli into the walls, mechub lekarka, still the get a kli over here, and you have a tefillah. And again, this form of big mavucha barat, never we usually do a tefillah b'li bracha. And he says in Eitzah, which also is from very practical, they do an Eitzah, they take a, says in chaf b'sadim, you have a kli that going made fully, and if he had tefillah bracha and he can't fix it, he says, go make a hole inside the kli. Then get a yid, and the yid that's a umma to make it. And since it came through a yid, the gemara, the kli, made the kli of here, therefore it's nichl and get a kli yisal, not a kli of a goy. From that, with the ilm extends it to our chashmal, can take the wires apart, do an umma and putting back together, it's built upon this business of tshuva. What?
That's
not an umma. I said a dafkan umma. Dafkan umma, take apart the wires, put together, buy an umma. Not me. Some people.
Not
right, not me. I can't, right. They told me it's a gemachal mucheved that this guy who's a bucky does it for you.
Why?
You need an umman, 100% you need an umman, correct. And even on this idea, Rishon Shlomo Zalman says when you're stuck, others want the fact pick. But others want to disagree. In the case of porcelain, the Vigna Piskachuvim, the Yaivitz, is not Nichol Yatshila, gets Kli, Evan, it's Kli, so Chol over here. But Manazel Yishlodim with Matthias is made out of, therefore the others want to be Choshish. So the Pesach Tshuva also, that's a very important klal, that even though by a gola, the lucha is you can do kasha things by sections. Somebody asked me this question, I was yesterday, but you want to do kasha things, it's too big of a pot. I told him just spinning around inside the water is no problem. Having to get the tefillah's kelim, the lucha is, it's almost like a tefillah of kenita, it's kasher, it's a terrible shot, it's biyoto, you do it all in one shot, biyoto in one shot, it's ma'aki. And that's where we will lead to lochas at bays, we hold on to kli, it's be ma'akiv, you have to make sure you do it all in one shot over here. Now, they do point out that if you want to be tribal inside shalak, you're stuck in no snow around, the only snow around is no the mikvah around. So they say, by a case of dirabbanon, said the chokhmah zodim, then b'shasat chak, he says, can you make them punza inside shalak? But if it's not a dirabbanon, dirais, it wants to be machmer. I mean, this is the second time we're mentioning a chilk tree. You can't, but you want to tribal in shalak itself. So the second half community is cosmic in the case of whether it's Matechas or Schuchas. He does end off the Pesach Tshuva according to Maril, that this halacha is not negated to our Be'eris, says that Bayam besides it being possible by Tshuvim, which is not really our sugya to know what exactly that means. Sipes is a case of Tefillah in the Mikvah. Now that means very practically, how do you toilet the Kli inside the Mikvah? And there are two cases in the Mechaper. There's a case over here where your hand is on the Kli, but it's Rafai. The second idea of being Lach Lech Yodov, two different Akimtas. First, to get to the idea of being Rafai, the Mechaber Kamlung says it's Mutter over here. The Shach is I Numus Yishoinim, seem to be say to be Machmer, it's Machlikis in the Mishnah, and therefore it points out that Bach Lamais is Machmer, the case of Tfilas Kalim, Tfilas Adam, by the case of Yidam. Therefore, it should be the Lacha going to Bach, who in my case of Tfilas Kalim, a person should have to be Machmer over here. The Pesach Tshuva points out the Shach Be'ikir arguing on this mechaber and says that a Rafi should not work. Come on, the Pesach Tshuva himself is Bamshach and says, no, Yish L'chalek. The case of by an Odom, whether by Nido, it's a Chashas of being a Bal Nido, by the case of Tshuma, a Chiyamiso, it's very Chomedic Indian. Over here, let's say you did not do tefillah. What's the lachan to get the food? At the end of the sim, we'll see. Tefillah ma'aseh is mutter. Doesn't ask anything inside. David calls it to us. The Moshe, what's tied over here is more of a reason to be makel, and that's why the Moshe Am seems to go like mechaber lechalek and say rafa is mutter. That's again disagree with rafa. Again, we have the shachar argues on the mechaber who's noit that way, and the pesach true wants to defend it. A second kinto, can you put your hand inside the mikvah? It's there, it's lachlech from the main mikvah, and then pass the kli from one to another. So come on the mechaber and says that a kinto vada is mutter. Speaks out to Rabbah, you have to be very careful what you're doing over here. You take your kli, you're putting it inside. Your other hand has to be inside, and pass it when your hand's already inside. But let's say you put your hand inside the mikvah, you take it out, you take the kli and put it inside. That's nichel geda of mind pollution, and we'll not have the heter over here.
Who says it?
That's Shadon Rabbah, the Ramah says that.
The
Ramah doesn't say that. The Achorin says that's what Ramah means. He wants to the car. If you put your hand in and you switch inside the mikvah, that's no problem. If you take your hand and you take your hand out to take the kli, that does not work. Oh, so that's first the let's first Ramah and the Shach went this way. What's the Taino? It's working to the sugya of Chatzitz over here. Therefore, you need the main mikvah. That's the Shach Ramah. Come on, all the place can go. The Taz comes along and wants a machalik, and what's the Taino? It really depends. And they get the sugya of if it's mind tulushim. When he hands out his mind tulushim, then the loch is if it's dibuk, but dibuk bainly, the mice it works, but not chazak, not when it's very tight. Masha enkein, when you put your hand inside the mikvah, even the chazak inside the sugya, my makdimim, lafuke ha-shoko, will work even in a case of chazak. That means it comes out according to the taz, if it's my pollution bainly, if it's my makdimim, a case when your hand inside the mikvah, even the chazak, he does point out, the Rosh himself, and the Goyim also does pass in this way, that the chazak works even by my pollution. That means at the beginning of this week, I got a phone call from a person in the Chutz Lawrence to learn the sugya of Tefillas Kelim. He said, I'm amish learning it. I said, for years, what I've been doing, I put my hand inside a mikvah, take my hand out, I take the cleaner, put it inside, because everyone knows, nichol geda mei mikvah. He said, I'm learning it. It does seem to say that's what it says on the page. What should I go do to get to all my Kelim in the house? All my Kelim have this question. So I asked him, you want me to answer the question? Go through the sugya. He said, no, I don't want to answer. Let's discuss this. I'm learning it. And I let him decide. We came out that according to Ramah does work, according to Shachar does work, that's how big the place can go. According to the Taz, were you tight or not tight? Fine. According to the Taz, I assume it's Bainly, that's the assumption. So according to the Taz, his sheet is Mekel, and if you go through Rosh, it's in the Taz, or the Goyin, Echadam, it's even Mutter. But Avadi, if you ask me what to go to, surely on the metals, Avadi, you have to Machmer. Now you could start telling me, well, if it's glass, it's up on them. If it's stainless steel, then my sister, the rest of the one time is not nichol six metal. If it's aluminum, it can be was real metechas of water, and even I think schuchas all things pashas we ikar pasul like the moncha to be machmer. But he, I don't know what he decided. No. I think the ikar. I'm saying the ikar pasul like the moncha.
His hand already
wet, and he's
afraid it's
going to
slip. He's
going to
hold it tight.
The Taz said we're not chosh for that, right? He says that. Swam said that. It's all right. That's good. Aura. Sorry. I think it's me and a makbid. He's saying Rabban also has that. No, me and a makbid is no. There's two things over here. When you went inside the mikvah, and there's a chatzitzo. Here, the one time if you're tevel, if you're not fully in the mikvah, it's in the mikvah. Sorry, it's in the mikvah. You're holding it. You're blocking it. Is that chatzitzo or is that not being in the mikvah? If it's not being in the mikvah, it won't work. There's chatzitzo here. What we do about it? But I think it's definitely not being in the mikvah. Chatzitzo. They took his hand out. Mine tulushim. They took it and put it inside.
But originally the water was from the mikvah.
Yeah, that doesn't work according to the Ramah. Does not work. Doesn't work.
But in the case of the bucket, that it's on the ground. I'd say it's chatzitza.
That's my makdimim. That's my mikvah.
They're not saying it's not chatzitza. They just mean it's not fully in.
You're saying us. You're arguing with each other. Very good. When you know, Shimon says no. You guys are perfect. Chavru says. Fine. Siv Gimel the Lacha making a bracha on the Tfila. So come on, the Mechaber to the first. You have to mavarch pashit. But the nusach is when it's one kli, you say Tfila is kli. When it's two kelim, you say Tfila is kelim. The other people have the nogas not do that way. Always say the Lacha of Tfila is kelim. But I think the Moinam does Mechaber to Tfila and kelim. Now, the Shach brings out the Bach that there seemed to be only a minute at a certain time to make tefillas kli and matechas. However, the Taz says, no, go to Mechaber and the Torah, not to Mishan the Minig, and we just say the word tefillas kli or kelim. Now the Kirege says, let's say you did not make the bracha before the tefillah, which the cloud should do also, so Achin, you can make a bracha afterwards. Sif Dalad is when the Kli over here touches the food, it has to touch the food. That means Mechaba speaks out that two cases you can have this tripod with this grate over here. You can have a case of a grate, like your stubborn grate, but your pots go on top of it. So what's touching the food, the grates? The pot. And this Kimta says the Mechaber of Azno Nintfilo, because it's not a Kli suited that the food's touching it. Ma'ashenkin, let's say you have a grate inside your oven, and the food you can put straight on top of the grate, then you have a Nintfilo over here. The Shach speaks out of a very similar case of barbecue. Barbecue, everyone has a grate over there, and you roast things on top, it goes straight on top of it. The look is on the grate, since the food's touching it straight, you have a case of tefillah over here. Sipei is a case where it's negate food, except it's not roi lachila after you use the kli. What the Olam calls tashmish to tashmish. Is there a din tefillah nichla get a kli suda or not? To come along, the Mechab brings down a case of a sakin shal shchito, or a case of another sakin, also you skin the animal. That's also a stage before they get ready to be eaten. So come along, the Mechab says, yesh oimim, they do not need a case of tefillah. And the Tazan Shach explained not nichla get a kli suda, because it still needs bishul kli. And they point out, even though it can be roi lachozil alunsa, you can't eat it raw, that's not the derech of the Olam. Therefore, nichla get a tashmish to tashmish. The Ramam brings down Yish Cholkim. Therefore, as words are toiv litful below bracha. It's good to do a tefillah without a bracha. A second kimto is brought down in the Ramah. It's a case of these barzlim, these rollers that you make holes inside the matzah. Come on, Ramah says you do not need tefillah. Now, why? It sounds like because it's a state before you bake the matzahs. Tashmish to tashmish. So the question is, what is the chil between the case that the Ramah is paskin by the second shashkito is toiv litful below bracha? Mashenk, in the case of the barzlim, he says you do not need a case of tefillah. So Taz and Shach argue with Avon and Ramah. The Taz understands, Eilich Rami, you're right. Just the Mandi Yom says, Barishlam is the one who says, Nochi Yitfilo. The Mandi Yom says, Toi Litfo B'li Bracha, Eilich Rami, according to Barishlam, same Elocho, do Toi Litfo B'li Bracha. The Shach says, no. The case of the Sakin, it's Shaykh to be used for other things. The Gama is not used for other things, but since it's Shaykh to be used for your food, Shaykh to be Klisudam Mamish, therefore, in that case, Toi Litfo B'li Bracha. Masha'enki and Abayislam has no other use except for this akimto. In that case, the halacha is they do not eat any tefillah at all. Says the Shach, however, in a case where it's not going to touch your food, like a corkscrew, he wants to argue to my real, in that case, the vada is not nichel negeder of kli sudo. Because the Shuva speaks out a little bit of rib eisen, a grater. She says, grater, lemaisa, you can do bread on top of it, chen on top of it, so we're lachila right now. Therefore, everything is in the case of tefillah over here, with the bracha. The chen do this calls the case of misperayim. These shears over here, they cut vegetables. So what says in front of us, the Taz and Shach say you do not need any tefillah, not like the Bach. And they point out two things. First of all, vegetables you can't be eaten. So you have to answer, it means vegetables that are not eaten raw, that are cooked. Aleph. Second is according to the Taz, they point out, Lechura, it's not worse a case of Tashmish and Tashmish. So it should be a case of tefillah, B'li Bracha. What's going on over here? So Lechura, you have to say, the Taz saying it in that Mandi Yomar, like Sibshan Amor, he's also saying that way. Otherwise, tefillah b'li bracha, I see the Chalkos B'yom it says that way. Agami Endov is not mashma that way in the Taz, which is not, but Zorachim. Otherwise, it's a good aura in the Taz. Kivege brings down on Zayin a case of a coffee grinder. What are you going to do in that case? He says very simple. According to the Taz, Allah says tefillah b'li bracha. According to the Shach, there's no chiyot tefillah because it's not causing for anything else. Well, this Ketuvah discusses when you have a kli that you make to heat up water to knead things for the dough. So there's a case of Tashmish and Tashmish. The question over here is, true that according to the Taz and Shach, should be the same shell over here. However, there's not a reason why to be machmer, because also the water can be used to make a coffee, make a tea, to drink right away. So maybe it's nichel in the category to be chayshish, means that it's of me Tashmishoy. Says the Peskachuv in the Shev Yaakov, the loch is the maisa go after Rav Tashmishoy, and there's no din tefillah. No din tefillah. We'll get to Sivchas, and the Beker Dachem say there are more of course arguing on the Shev Yaakov. The Gemara ends off a case where you have a kisa, a cover of a pot, what's halacha? So it really depends. There are two cases. If it's in a pot where you have food inside that's cooking with liquid inside, Kamal Gamal says, that case you need a chiv tefillah over here. Mashaki, any covering pots, you do not need tefillah. The reason why that friend explained is when there's liquid inside, the bubbles up, and as mamash the liquid touches the cover. You take your cover of your chulant or your soup, turn it upside down, there's liquid on top. So you see the food's touching, it's a kli sudo. You take your cover of anything that's being baked over there, there's no condensation on top of it, and therefore this food's not touching it. That's for the reason why it's in the Aruch HaShulchan, why did not need any tefillah over there. it's a right that we assume there's no Zayis Eichlin, or you can say maybe more, it's not part of, it's not really needed, it might get sometimes, but again, like a corkscrew or a can opener, the lucky is it's not made for, it's not needed for that. It might touch the food, every can opener touches the food, right? Well, we're not choshish, it's not made for that, it's made to open the can. So even though it might sometimes have Zayis there, but that's not its function. What? But not cracker. So the place can say maybe Shom Zama is a chiddush nichlan kli sudo because you bring it to the table and it cracks it maybe it's toffled the shelf but not. They want to say nichlan together of tefillah with a bracha and make this from our chiddush Shom Zama say tefillah bli bracha. Because again, he's saying 2 points: saying it's a shell that's toffled to the knot, and also you bring it to the sudo, and therefore nichlan together for bringing it to the sudo. Chiddush. A corkscrew. But he's saying the shell is bottom to the knot. The cork's not bottom of the bottle, why? His ikka point is the shell bottom of the knot, it's like close.
So then
he said, he throws that in. The main point is the shell's bottle. He says, masking, but he threw it in, not so why. Now, Sif Vav is a sugya of maimid. That means we have an akimta, they have a barrel of wood that has a metal slats on the outside. And again, if you want to come to our note, the wine store has a massive barrel outside the store. And he has metal slats on the outside that holds up a barrel of wine. So this thing over here, the question is, do you go after the maimon or not? The question, you learn off the sugya of Tumah v'Tahara. That means that machlokes, those who teach in the Torah Taino, we do not go after the sugya of Tumah v'Tahara, after the maimon. It's to get the sugya of Kli Sudo. Kli Sudo means whatever's touching it. The inside is wood. The inside is metal, whatever's touching it. Atzad Hasheni, they bring down Maram. Maram Rotuban wants to disagree. The emphasis is Issa v'Ata Arach, Toy Lifo, B'li Bracho. Not to you, it's Lifo B'Liv Racho. Lifo Kamal and Lachal Meis, the Machabe says, at least over here in Sivov, the Lachal is you do not need any Tfilah, you do not go up the Maimon like places on the Rosh. Again, the Taz said as far as, because we go after what's Klisuda, what's touching it over here. Mashenkin, Kamal Meshach, and says, the Lachal is you do Tfilah B'Liv Racho. And he said, Sarachi, look at the Beis of himself, and look at the Dak Moshe themselves. They are Choshes, do Tfilah B'Liv Racho, like the Maril, like the Yisavet Arach. The question is, why is nothing done over here? And therefore, the Taz said, do Tfilah B'Liv Racho. That's involved. An extension upon that is Siv Zayin. The question is, what is Siv Zayin case? So first, speak out the Torah, and the three avodas in the Torah. The Torah brings down a statement for the Sefer Mitzvahs, that he says you have a case over here where you have a kesef inside, and the outside you don't have, and the outside is wood. And the question is, nichlan in the sugya of Maimid. So the Sefer Mitzvahs, the law over here is that when the inside is kesef, you need tefillah. When the inside can be a case of wood, you do not need tefillah. However, bring up Yesh Machmirim B'Toivah B'Libracha. Two questions. One is, what's the kimto when it's crossing with the kesef inside and the wood outside, and vice versa? A second, Yesh Machmirim is going back on which case? The ratio of the sefer. Is it only the sefer or even the ratio? The Beis Yosef has dropped him. His maskone is, this is mamsh the case of sefer. You have wood and the slats on the outside. So that's the two shitas. The first sheet says, if the wood is inside, there's no tefillah. The melt inside there is a tefillah. Yesh Machmirim is arguing on both cases over here. He's arguing on the case of side, the ratio inside the sefer, the chosh going after the maimon, and if you're only in the case of tefillah, believe Racha. They point out, Hanam Machab over here, Paskin. Machab says, Sarach tefillah. Had Paskin Sivov, ain't Sarach tefillah. In fact, it hasn't Shach, you say to yourself, steer over here. So, Elmay Yuchlezah, what happened over here? They have different shot on what's going on over here. The way the Tazan stands it is a kris inside a kris, a cup inside a cup. However, the outside cup is sticking up higher than the inside cup. The other comes out, if the inside is metal, so vada chiyotil over there, because that's a real case. But the inside is wood, and the metal's on the outside, the metal's sticking up a drop. So can the idea of maimik, because the liquid is touching the metal. It's touching it. Therefore, that's the two sheetahs, and the Yesh Machmir is arguing only in this case. In the second case, does that nichol the sugya maimik and do a tefillah? Well, no, do not do a case of tefillah. That's the time. The way how the Shach understands, he doesn't really explain that much in the Torah, but he says the case over here is really a cup inside a cup, nothing sticking one on top of another, and therefore the bets in the two cases over here are fine. The reason why you have the wood on the outside when you melt inside is either for Yaifi, make it stronger, but etzem is nothing to do with the sugya maimed, and that's why the lucky in the case it's filo when the wood is melts on the inside, masha enkin when the wood's on the inside. The Ramaz Mamshech with the case of Rechaim Shalpapalim, a grinder of peppers over here. He says, even though the whole machine could be wood, but since the grind and the blades itself are metal, in the case of tefillah, says the shop, let's say the basin on the bottom is a clay made of wood, the lock is bringing the dark moisture, so you're not in the case of tefillah. basically negated to our food processors. Our food processors, the blades are metal. The containers are always plastic. The moin am is made on plastic and not toivolet. So if it comes out, this halacha, the shach and the ramah, the idea is that the blades you have to do tefillah to it, after macha tefillah the mikvah, macha enkin, the container itself, the bowls, you don't have to, it's made out of plastic.
But if you can detach it, okay.
Yeah. Couple of them more, and he says further, let's say you have these spouts you put inside the barrels, the lochas also need tefillah because it's coming out, the liquid's being touched over here. He says, Dafka, when the ikka thing is matechas, but let's say you have a little bit of metal over here, then the loch is, since you can mishdamish without the barzel, the loch does not need tefillah. Give examples to the shach, let's say the spout sticking inside, it's really wood. At the end of the spout, you have some metal on top of it, which makes it nicer. Maybe it helps a little bit. The loch is, you do not need tefillah. You take the metal off, it goes straight, it'll still work. Since it's not neither different, not nichel together of a chiv tefillah over here. Building upon this is a question where something's not needed. Is it nichel in the, or saying it's not nichel in the category of chiyat filo? Let's say Yid had a kli, and he's tabled it. Then he gave the kli to the guy, and he put a glaze on top of it. He's mitsuper it, both inside and outside. Is that nichel again now chiyat filo that the guy made a kli? Come along, the machlekes achoinim, the pichodesh wants a taina, it's mamash shram over here. It's not needed. The plate was there. It's usable. You put a glaze on top. You're not needed for it. Even though chivat tefillah, kivayin in the beginning of the siman being down, that no, the ma'aseh do need a tefillah. They want tainah for as far as the marasayin. I see a metal. I see a glaze over here, a new kli over here. Ma'aseh b'shemua in Tov Tan Aleph, which you learned in the winter's man, he says based upon this machlokes, the idea should be tevil b'li bracha. The Ramah ends off where you have a case of these sedes, these pegs that are metal, that if they're inside the kli and they're touching the food, the lochas you need also a case of tefillah. It sounds like over here that any screws or any nails that are inside the kli that's touching the food, the chui need a case of tefillah. That's mamash sounds like a forced Ramah. Yish Lotan doesn't seem to be the ilum really worries about that concept. Sivches is a case where you borrow a kli from a kohen, so the Gemara is very clear. That has to be a case of the Maishayu. The Maishayu kli midu is an ownership, but not a case of borrowing. The Eva says, Mechapa, where they borrow, or he brings down from the basis of the Rashba of Schiris, that we will not say Schiris like you own it over here. The Lachis did not need tefillah. However, he sold, buys it from the person, and then he lent it to his friend, then he knew the case of tefillah. Speaks up the Mechapa, but let's say the first person, the Eva over here, he buys a kli for klofim. Called klaf over here. Come along then, the second yid, and he wants to borrow it from this first yid. What's the locha in that case? Or is it the same thing? Let's say you have some bought a kli for schayu to go sell, and the second yid borrowed from the first yid. What's the locha in that case? So the mechaber brings down those one taina, not right now kli sudo. No din tefillah over here. The isavet or one taina there isn't din tefillah. Therefore, the tazan shach and zof to do a tefillah kli bracha. Or better, maybe, to get a kli achra and be titled the two things together. The Eva said the Taz, you borrow something from the store, you want to tefillah to it, or you want to use it, avada to tefillah, have a return it, you have to go tell them as the locha, as the person who's buying it next year, to buy a mitzvah tefillah, tell the owner to go tell the buyer afterwards, you were titled, and you title it without a case of a bracha over here. Because Tshuva does bring down that this halacha b'chayshish is only by case of deraisis matechas by schuchis.
The second person
has the table. The buyer buys it again. He bought it for real. Yes. The Ramah brings down that the Pesachim brings down by b'shas l'chak by case of drabbanon by schuchis we can't be makel over on this halachas matlekes among mechaber Ramah had a paskin. Again, this is the third afternoon between the case of Schuchas and Matechas. And the Ramah says, even the first person to go used the Arai, even one time, the Ramah says, also, that means I miss all the time. I bought a Kli, I didn't get a chance to look. I used the Arai. They say, no, where's my Malkum? This Ramah, black, white, Arai, the Ramah says, also. But either they point out, the Pichodesh wants to argue this Ramah and says, go after Roiv Tashmishoy, not me Tashmishoy. This is my Malkum, the Ramah is arguing on the Shev Yaakov, the Beskhet Shuvah, that says, Rechoshe for me Tashmishoy. Now, this person who got the kli that's not on Sarfa Sudo is not Chiv Tefillah, and the Shach speaks out, even though the person who sold it to him made it a case of Kli Sudo. Since you switched it to be a case of Klafim, but Klaf over here, therefore not Lichl get a Kli Sudo. However, when the second person buys it from the first person, then there's a Chiv Tefillah over here, even though the first person bought it for the case of Klafim over here.
What's the difference?
No, he's.
cares if the first guy was chayav or not. What's the difference with the second guy did?
No, you might, the chiddush of it, you might think that you, a yid, once he is potter from it, it's going from yid to yid, not going from tumah to taira. So you might think you're potter. Kamashma, no, there still is a chayav over here. That's a chiddush, that's just speaking out. Now, I got a question last week. A guy told me he ordered the kelim from a store for a simcha. They come a time, he called up the store, so they came over with their own kelim and says, you guys can use it for the simcha. And the store told them, and you have to tell them, because you're using our kelim. That's the store that told them. I mean, the store knew the lochas, use our kelim. They use it for the simcha, and then they were very happy with the kelim that they got. They want to keep the kelim. So they asked me, do we have to tell them again? It was the kli of the store that lent them the kli to go use. And then they were happy, and they told them because they're using the kli store, the kelim of the store. And then they want to keep it.
Again,
the difference over here is they were titled it when it was the kli schayva. They titled it for the store.
They
borrowed it from the store. Do you have a chiyot filo? According to Pichodesh, you have no chiyot filo. According to Ram, according to others, you have a chiyot filo. You have a reduced filo. So now you did filo. Now what's supposed to do is give it back. They try to keep it now. So now it's chiyot filo according to everybody. That means usually they did filo off the sofik. Without bracha, now the chiyut filo called everybody. Without a bracha, the chora yes, topic for your chiyut filo. My shor kachor you last week for the chiyut filo again. The lead bracha, because maybe the first time was chal. It's like mamash the taz, but himself taz case where he turned it back to the store, he might give somebody else. It's a taz zakimto, except it happened to mamash himself. Luchura. But sirtes case of a mashkin, the gemara is a yipoy. What to go do? Being the maisa of the father of Mabar Abashi, that he got a mashkin of a kesef, he tovled and he drank from it. So the question was, what to go do? Why was he tovled for? Is because he held every mashkin, is not going to get a kizvini? Well, no, because he told the guy plans to leave it by him. That's what he was tovled for. Since he bought the ifto, machlokes among the shonim had to go pask, and the Rambam says, you don't need tefillah. The Torah said, the maisa do tefillah, believe bracha. Torah's lashon tayyiv. So first, one question, can you use the kli or not? So all the Achareim Bikas say you can use a kli. The Bach makes some exceptions, but in the place where you can use a kli, two different reasons, or either mitzvah the taz, it's not worse than of course havasoi, or kli the shach, it's not, because the loch is, there is no name of stas over here, he knows you plan to go use it. Now, we let Achareim point out, is you tell the guy you do not plan to go use it, that will be called the taz, and we won't call the shach, will be also. Now there are three cases in the gate to Mashkin, what the loch is, the case where he plans to leave by you, case we do not know, the case did not plan to leave by you. There are different halachas. First, when he plans to leave by you, that's pashas the Gemara, and therefore the simple understanding is do tefillah with the bracha. That's mamash the ma'aser with the father Mabar Avashi. The second case, you do not know what you plan to go do. So we have a point in the Gemara, what to go do? The Mechaber says you do tefillah, leave bracha, or with another kli over here. The Amos says over here, if at the end he leaves it by you, it's mamash the case in the store, again, you do a case of tefillah, leave bracha. Mamash the case in the store. The Pesach Shuvah says this idea to be machmer is kor as a sopik, negate tefillah's kelim of deraisa to be machmer. Masha enkin klis huchis, which is drabonon, ma'ase softa bon lukul, it can be makel over here. The shach does end off. Let's say you added more money to pay back for the mashkin. That locha is essentially not that to be tovel in this situation. You have a chiv to be tovel over here with the bracha. Now there are a chen more on argument. That's what the shach says. A third akim do we did not plan to leave by you. Then the loch is do you need a tefillah at all? A machlokes is shach was a taz. The shach says the loch is not even tefillah. Masha in the taz said do tefillah li bracha.
According to that, another case. So if I deal with the loch, so then it's bound to say that I keep it.
By the case of the store? No, the case is you have to do a tefillah li bracha because I'm using it for the store. I'm using it, mamish.
Here. Later on, also, to buy.
So you have to again tefillah b'li bracha. That's core mamash. This is the case of mashkin. Sifyud is a case where
the
shach says we add more money to it.
Right.
No, it's adding more money. He paid again for kelim originally. He did not get his order in, and he's using. It's like any kli again. The Taz says any kli you borrow from the store. You toivel it, you turn it back to the store. So else can go get it. Each one has to be toivel, each one believe bracha. So basically, he's returning it back and getting it back. It's the same idea as the Taz. You get the shackle of which case?
Yeah. The sex
said
he added money to it. What happened
when he added
money?
What? Well, I'm going to argue. You're asking the older woman to argue. My sex is too rough. Get too rough over there. Valid question. Mikra Chaim won't argue. That's just on the sheet of the Yish Chalkim.
Going to the
shaft
then?
No, I don't think so. You have to answer the shaft. Why Mashkin is different? Mashkin. So if you're the case where there are two Chalakim, where one with a guy making the Kli, one he sells making the Kli. It's not upon the question of Uben Kaim Mishvakli, did it make the ownership over here or not? So first, case where a guy is over here making the Kli, and there are three situations over here. First case is when you have the material, the kesef, the material is by Yisrael. Says the Rosh that when the material over here is negated to Yisrael, since it's not called the shame kli upon the guy, it's not like going to kli midian, do not need tefillah. Masha'enking, the response brought down by the Torah, is umu kamish fakli, never there's ownership by a guy. But if we have two sheets over here, what to go do when a guy makes it, when the kesef is Yisrael? The Mechaber paskins that we go after Teitzer Shita, the Rosh Shita, they do not need tefillah at all. Ramah says Yesh Cholkim, therefore it's Tefillah B'li Bracha, and that's the Taz and Shach Paskins, like this Ramah. There's a second Kimto, where part of the Kesef is Yisrael, and part of the guy. Question what to go do. Ramah says, need Tefillah, question how to understand that. The Taz says, B'li Bracha, why Mitzad, the idea, it's the wave of the Kesef of Yisrael, the Mitzad is the guy, and therefore it's bottle in the Yisrael, but Cheshvo, the whole time, thinks Yisrael. Shach disagrees, no, the Mitzad says, it's part of the Kesef is the guy, plus he's making it, Tefillah with a Bracha. A third akimta is you have a kli that's fully Yisrael. He gave it off to Goy to fix the kli. There was a hole inside, mash comes out, and therefore it's part of the same kli. The Goy come along and go fix the kli. What's halacha in that case? It says the shach need tefillah. The Taz says the Amal Maisa left it out. The question is why he left it out. Is it because he's not sure what the halacha here is, or nichol akim beforehand? The Maisa place can say you need tefillah. Therefore, practically, halacha Maisa, people have a lot of times kelim that they want to get fixed, whether it's yitosta oven or kudaima, if it's chiv tefillah, or any kli that's chiv tefillah. And you give it a guy to go fix, building upon this, it sounds like you need a case of tefillah over here. Because anytime you need something to be fixed by a guy, in Nichlas Kantav, you need tefillah. Now, you couldn't maybe Mechal, we're fixing the Chashmal, they're fixing the Kli itself, before it should be the same thing, says the Paiskim. The other Kimden, now when Yisrael is making the Kli over here, however, the Kesev is the guy, and now Yisrael wants to go buy this machine from the, this Kli from the guy. What's the luck in that case? So again, there's three different Kimtas. A case over here where the guy gives a whole entire kesef over here. The mother points out that she tosses says, "Do tefillah bli bracha." This is the subject to go bust the umah to go after the kesef.
The guy works for a year.
We'll get the best issue. We'll get there. But here, first of all, we're here discussing with the years making it. We'll get to working. A second case is where they still give part of the matekas over here. So again, the pashas reading the mother is not needing tefillah. The Taz says the Torah Sefer and you tefillah bli bracha over here. It's going back to the Rishon. Wants to switch the order around. And the Shach went like the Avon D'Amal. You do not need any tefillah over here. Masha Enkin, if you buy the material from the guy, the Yisrael, and he made the Kli, Avad, you do not need any tefillah over there. The Yisrael made the whole entire Kli over there. It speaks out the Pesach Tshuva from the Chochmas Adam. What is a company that's owned by a guy, and the workers are Yisraelim, or vice versa? That means you go after Umu Kamesh Vachli, after the workers. Or do you go after the Beis HaChavoshet, the company, and who owns the kesef? Sounds like it should be the same question over here. Therefore, the Chochmas Zalman says, by Dereisa, Yapi Machmer, Mashenkim Eschuches, he said, Machmat Sarach, he can't be Michael. Sifir Aleph is a case where Kli is ready by Yisrael. He has it, the table is all his. Now, what happened in winter, Goy Zushus. So first it came to is, where you sold the Goy, you buy it back, says, Machabat Allah is new tefillah with the bracha. Building upon this, says the Pesach Tshuva, being the Chochmas Adam and the Yehuda, they get to selling kelim for Pesach, and you get it back. If you sold the kli itself, not just the chometz attached to the kli, the locha is before you see a case of tefillah over here. Therefore, that might not write them in the shtar. They seem to have a different nusach, either attached or they don't, or they sell any chometz around, not the kli itself. A second kimto, when the kli goes back to go, you give him a mashkin. That means you have a mashkin going to a from a goy to Yisrael. That's your boy to Ifshtar. Here's a mashkin going to a goy and you get it back. What's the law in that case? Then the paskim do not need a tefillah. And the reason, and even if you, later on you have a mind to legify them, it still do not need a tefillah. However, let's say in the beginning when you got your mashkin, you already right away you said I don't plan to get it back. Echanami, in that case, says Shach and Taz, you need a case of tefillah. this the other way, right? The Yisrael is given to the guy. The Rambam goes on further, and let's say he says that Yisrael and the guy has a kli b'shutfis. The loch is not nitfilah. The Shach speaks out earlier. The reason is because not it's a nitfilah, and nitfilah won't work. Because always you take it out, it's still the tomb of the guy. He still owns it. There's no point doing it. The other one says the Shach, but let's say Yisrael buys it from the guy, avada, and went not from the guy to Yisrael, then you need tefillah. Because you always need tefillah. This one is something that's blocking you. But when you buy it, then you have a chiyuv tefillah. The Mo'ad next to Kimto, that let's say a kli was stolen from you, whether it's a gnevo or gzeilo, doesn't make a difference. The law is, since he cannot be mafarsim and say it's my kli over here, and therefore it's not doing the case of kli minyan, a person does not need the case of, the law is no chi tefillah over here, even the Baal is miyayish. Mashenki, in the case of a ruler, a tzara, a moishel over here, when he took the kli, since the loch is kvar, stays by the greater shot, he can't be mafarsim, therefore the chi of tefillah over here, but Sach speaks out, Dafka of the person who was Miyayish. Who was not Miyayish, did not need tefillah. Sif Yud Beis and Gimel and the get chatzitzis over here, which is really the halacha in your day is in Reish Beis. What says in Sif Yud Beis, halacha is yet, we tell you, even the yad of the kli, it's part of the kli over here. And Sif Yud Gimel, as halacha is, the get chatzitzis, is that you have anything on top of it, you have to remove it. If you have rust, you have to get off. Anything that you makbid upon is chatzitz. If you try to do the best you can, and you left with a miyachah, ain't a makbid, then it's not chatzitz. Now, this problem is because is that a din l'chadchilo b'di'evet? The person can say, solely l'chadchilo should remove everything. B'di'evet, solely miyachayin ma'akim is not ma'akim. The question is how far to go take this halacha, how far you have to screw up and take it off. Sif Yudalad is a halacha a tefila through a cotton. So it says the Mechaba Ramah 2 points. One, the Mechaba says he's not Nemon. Two, says Ramah, even though he's not Nemon, but if a girdle is there, the ma'isa works. Come along the Tazan says why he's not Nemon. Because tefila's kelim is the gate of the sugya of the ra'isa. And therefore, by the Raisa, Kutz is not Nemon. Masha'enkein, the reason why a Gadol Eimel Gavl does work, you do not need the case of Kavon over here, Lafuk in the case of Tefillah by Anito. Building upon this would be Machmed Tzad de Raisa, speaks out of Pesach Chubu Kiveger, or by Kli Schuchis, by glass, is Kutz Nemon or not? So Kiveger, Api Svara, by Kutz should be Nemon, in this case of Drabon. That would be Nyan Tresvis, it's something that's not put upon them to go do. There's a reason not to be Nemon. Void said Pesach Chuvah, maybe the Nechel again of Cheskis Isser, the Cheskis Isser on the Durabon, also Kotten is not Nemon. However, they do discuss, well, let's say Kotten is now 13 years old, and to be a godly, you have to be 13 years old and two Cyrus. We're not Jovi and two Cyrus. We have a Chazaka Durav over here. So Chazaka Durav solely works for the case of Schuchis. What about does it work for the case of Matechas? So Prima God and Luchor not. That's the case of the Rice over here. So the Pesach Chuvah, no, Yesh Lachalik. By the Rice, it's true, usually with Machmer. But over here, since Tefillah's Kelim is more kal, as we said earlier, that the food afterwards is not ulcer. Therefore, for that reason, even by case of Matechas, what we stumble upon, even though we do not know for sure he had two Cyrus. Sifzah Zvav is a Tefillah through a guy, which again, Mechaba Amos say the same 2 points, but this time backwards over here. Mechaba says, Oim al Gabo of Maisa works, and Amos says, but guy is not Nemon. Now, the law of doing it, let, if does it work, L'chadchil or not? So first is B'di'evet. Avada says the Tazan Shach, Avada works. And Oim HaGavah, Avada's Chal, not like the Bach. Why we pass you do not need Kavono. However, don't argue, right? He says a different point. He says he's not Nemon. However, Dula Chachila says the Tazan, not Dula Chachila, but the side point, because you're losing out the Bracho. You still should go do a Bracho. Said the Shach, therefore build upon this. You go to the Mikvah, you have the Kalim, you brought your fork and knife, and you're about to have it falls inside. You take it out, you want to do the tefillah, make a bracha on top of it. You can't, it's chal already. That means you already fall inside. I know Kivege in the beginning of Simon said, so can you make a bracha afterwards? Most of things fall inside. You can't do the bracha anymore, it's chal already, the tefillah, and shalom.
Even before you take it out?
So there is a question that is needed in general, the Kesef Mishnah. When do you become tahor? When you come out of the mikvah or when you're in the mikvah? Question, Macaulay's. Well, I've read that. Hakiro, what makes you tired? Coming out or when you're still inside? I assume my kelim will be the same question, same sugya. Since that's involved in the case, we're not able to table the mikvah, either mitzvahs or Shabbos or Yontif, or mitzvahs you may chol no mikvah around. So says the Mechaber Amar, they give you an eitz of a simple, go give it to a goy, then it's his, then you borrow from him, and therefore a kli that's a goy that you borrow from is potent tefillah. Coming with Tazan says a very important klal, this idea is only fishah. That's on the Mishabura Paskins. He has two reasons why. either mitzvah is not worse in the case of mashkin and leave by you forever, the loch is mitzvah the sugya tefillah, or it's not worse in the case of you do shula by tzitzis after 30 days and nichlo being in the, your name being yours over here. Therefore, over here will be chayshish that tiloylam avadiya v'chiyat tefillah over here. It says only mitzvah bracha will be chayshish. Now, when we explain what mitzvah bracha will be chayshish, it means avada if you buy back from the guy avad tefillah with a bracha. It means not by bracket, stayed by you, the loch of your chiyat tefillah without a bracha. Now, come on, Pesach Tshuva, and bring down the Hashpash, is choichich to be machmi even in this Kimto over here, on this Arama. That means you point out the Knesset Gdoyla, and the Kivagin, and the Simit says it works even La'ilam. The Taz come along and says it works over here in the Fisha. Pesach Tshuva brings down the don't even like the entire Eitzah. He also speaks out Pesach Tshuva, let's say it's Ben Hashmashis, can you be toivin the Kli? He says, it depends. If it's Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, and you want to do a case through Rabbanans, you can't be Mekel. But Kli Matech is to be machmer. It's Ben Hashmashis of Matzah Shabbos. You have an Issa Sar problem, Issa Vachono. Why don't you feel scaling for it? Issa Chono, a different person has to be Machber going to Shabbos Aryeh. The last point of doing on Shabbos. That's the Sugan over there, but come over there, can do it with Vanaza. Yeah, that doesn't seem to be, doesn't bother him. The Ma ends off that let's say you took a clear that was not Toivel, and you showed the Toivel, the Mice did not ask the food inside, and totally afterwards. And the one behind it, I'm sure by now everyone looked up the Bialach and Simon Shetachov Gimel, over there he says that this whole entire din of Isser Stamshus is only din Rabbanan, not a din Deraisa. Just I think is a good question to throw out, namely the 6-7 times we made a chil between the case of a Klis Chuchus versus a Klima Teches. Let the Ezra think about it, or maybe a question on the test, who knows. A Slach Rabba, Bez Hashem on tomorrow, and the end of Chaburah will give the cover of Shana something.
9:41.
The father has quoted the one. Next week's Wednesday is at Sain. We'll also have a Chabura on the Kuf Yutes. Kuf Yutes. Wednesday. Next Wednesday. Sunday we have no Ever Shana. Kuf Yutes. No Yeshiva. Next Wednesday. And then, I'm sorry. On the Sain. Say there. Hey, what's up? See you tomorrow. Good night, Shira.